B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jaina.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jane.
Hi.
You need our help, and we're here to help you. So how can we help you, Jane, who needs our help?
Well, I just kind of started seeing this guy. It's been a long time, though. It's been like 5-6 weeks ago. His name's Marshall. He's a really nice guy. And then, like, he kind of dropped off the planet. I know that sounds like, well, that happens all the time, but we have a connection. This is very cool. I thought this would be perfect. Maybe you guys could help me out.
So 6 weeks, I mean, that's a long ass time to try and, you know, reconnect with someone.
And you haven't given up?
You know, I'm kind of old fashioned in that way.
Yeah. She has everyone.
No, I didn't mean give it up. I mean, you haven't given up. Trying to reach this guy.
I was like,
everyone has a different window. Some people have a 3-day window. She has a month and a half window. But now we know there was no sex involved. And that's why he's not calling you back. No, stay quiet. We'll give him a call next, okay?
Okay.
All right, second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay, so we just talked to Jane. She says that she hung out with this dude, Marshall. They had a great time. Last time she talked to him was 5-6 weeks ago.
That's a long time.
Been a long time, you know? She's very patient.
I guess so.
Some people don't get a reply in 5 to 6 hours, and they're like, this person hates me. Not Jane, though. So, Jane, stay quiet. We're going to call Marshall up right now, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Marshall. Is he available?
Yeah.
Marshall, hey, listen, this is the Get Up Crew calling from Hot 96.9. How you doing?
What?
We're calling from a radio station, Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. There's three of us here on the line. Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
Did I win something?
You possibly won a nice, beautiful, romantic date wherever you want.
All right.
So here's the deal. We got contacted by a girl who likes you, and she wants to go on this date with you. So if you accept it, then you guys can do whatever it is you want. I mean, like, you want to do a dinner, you want to do a movie, you want to do a helicopter ride, whatever it is, we'll pay for it.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work, second, but...
Huh?
What?
Well, I've been in a relationship for a couple years with my girlfriend, but I'll take her on a date if I can do that.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wait, hold on a second. So it was Marshall. Jane's on the phone. She's the girl that called us up about you.
Who is Jane?
Jane, do we have the right guy?
Yeah, you have the right guy. It's his voice. Absolutely. I can't. It's Jane. Hello. We spent all that time together. We spent like a week together. We never even were out of each other's.
What's up?
Okay, so you remember her.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
What is wrong with you, man? 2 years in a relationship? Were you hanging out with me for an entire week? 24 hours a day?
Well, hold up, because my girlfriend was across the country that week.
Oh, my.
Okay, pump the brakes. Hold up. I'm not the ass here, okay? My girlfriend and I, who I love, by the way, we have an arrangement that once a year... we each go off and do whatever we want. I know people think it's weird, but it's so cool. Gives us both something to look forward to. And I found Jane. We had a great time together.
I never said
we're getting married or anything. So
okay, wait, that's the definition of an ass.
I love, and,
you are a total
memories.
I can't believe this. You do not get a free pass. That is disgusting. That is
apparently he does.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I don't know how you got your wires crossed, lady, but what we did was for a week, right? A week of I don't know how in your head that means that I'm going to marry you and, like, whisk you away. Sometimes we ate, and we there was no romance.
Oh,
I never promised you anything.
Man.
I never said anything to you. As a matter of fact, this Jane is the longest I've ever talked to you. Okay, because that week, every time your mouth was open, I was balls deep in it.
So,
I'm used to the sound of James' voice like this.
Get me out of here.
Jay, do you still want us to ask him if he wants another
date? He clearly doesn't want to f*** you.
Look, I got another hall pass coming up in maybe a few months, so hit me then, I guess.
Oh, my God. Oh. This dude is ruthless.
So is that no to a second date right now?
Oh, yeah. That'll be a no. Fuck the off.
I was actually asking Marshall.
Right.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
If you're a very attractive neighbor and you're thinking about possibly asking him out, you know, just before you do, move far away. Just in case, all right? You'll understand what I mean by just in case when you hear the second date update on the 10s tomorrow morning, 8:10. Get up, crew. Check it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.